39 towns. That's up from just 5 towns 2 years ago. The most recent addition, Bridgeport.
I mean, the reality is that we're going to lose a lot of ash trees.
Kirby Stafford is chief scientist and state entomologist at the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station. He says the beetle, which is green and about the length of your fingernail, first appeared in Detroit in 2002, where scientists think it came in on wood packaging material from Asia. From there, it spread across the Midwest, destroying or weakening tens of millions of ash trees. Here's how they do it.
The larvae burrow underneath the bark, and then proceed to feed. And they create these winding galleries underneath the bark. So when a tree is hit by a sufficient number of beetles, it essentially girdles the tree. So you're stopping nutrient and water flow in the tree, and the tree dies.
But Stafford says detecting an infected tree isn't always easy. One reason?
Emerald ash borer often tend to attack trees toward the top.
Since it's hard to see the tops of trees, scientists have recruited other bugs to do that work for them. Enter Cerceris, a native wasp which preys on the emerald ash borer by picking the beetles off treetops and storing them in their nests underground. Stafford says the state has set up a dedicated network of wasp watchers who regularly check these nests for the presence of the beetles. It's called biosurveillance, and it's how the ash borer was first detected in the state. As for containing the beetle, Stafford says that's a lot harder.
They've tried. I mean, when it first appeared, there were efforts to try to eradicate the beetle and contain it, and it was just largely couldn't be done. And I think a big factor of that is it just is so readily moved by people and infested firewood.
Ash is a popular firewood, so Stafford says the state has put wood quarantines on 4 counties: Fairfield, Litchfield, Hartford, and New Haven. In addition, the state is trapping the beetles with lures and using predator wasps introduced from Asia to reduce population numbers. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.